1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon as we get set for the men's game between Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and Coach, boy, what a difference 2 weeks makes. All of a sudden we're sitting in a tie for fifth place, but still a lot of work to do with three games to go.
Yeah, no question. You know, we were talking about there's a one game separating fifth place from ninth place, so you still got work to do. Obviously, our work starts with practice and then on Sunday playing Dakota Wesleyan.
And it's obviously going to be a tough one. This is the conference leaders, and they beat us earlier this season pretty handily.
This is the most well-rounded team offensively. I mean, they've got an All-American big in Jalen Voss. They've got great shooters. They got a kid coming off the bench, Jade Miller, that might be their best pure shooter. I mean, he's 57% from the three-point line. Berg and Menning shoot the ball well. The Mitchell kid, you know, we tried to double a little bit off him last game, and he hurt us. I think he was 6 of 7 from the three-point line, scored 26 points. So we've got to be really efficient defensively, and we have to understand what we want to do and then execute that.
Is this the most talented team that we will see in the GPAC this year?
Offensively, no question. I don't even know that it's really close on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, I think you can get some things against them. I think our guys, you know, will prepare well, will understand what we want to do, and you can get good shots, and that's what we're going to have to do.
The other night, you go on the road, play in Lincoln, played an expired ball game, I thought, and handled Nebraska Wesleyan 103-94.
You know, Mike, it was. Our kids were really tough because there was a lot of things that happened in that particular game. We were great defensively. The first 8 or 9 minutes had them, I don't know, 7 or 8 points. Then we had a stretch where we weren't great. We lost Gieselman in transition a couple times. He hit a couple threes. And then again in the second half, we had a great run. But our guys were resilient. You know, we were down a couple times, 8 points in the second half. We just kept plugging away and very efficient on the offensive end.
We talked about how well we played on defense, yet we give up the 94 points. But I'm in your boat. I think we had one of our better defensive efforts in that book.
We really did. You know, Damian did a great job on Bardsley, and then we decided before the game we were going to trap handoffs and ball screens to get it out of his hands. He was 0 for 4 the second half. He only took 4 shots. And we talked about holding him to, you know, 12 shots or less, and he took 11 for the game. And so Thompson had to take more shots, and Thompson's a good player, but he's not a great shooter. And so that worked to our advantage. And then our team defense was good. Zach Lena did a great job. Tobin Reinwald didn't let Nick Stein get shots off. So collectively, we were real good defensively.
We hit 8 3-pointers on offense and shoot real well again, 56% in that ball game. We've talked about offensive efficiency the past couple of weeks, and the other night was the same sort.
Yeah, you know, we pounded the ball inside. We got to the free throw line 41 times. You and I have had conversations about that stat going the other way a few times this year. Tobin was incredibly efficient, 10 for 15 from the field, 14 of 15 from the line. Connor Musial is a freshman on paper, but he plays like a veteran player, a senior, when the game's on the line. He hits a couple big threes down the stretch. Damian did a great job. Carson played well. Really, every guy that got in the game made a contribution.
Carson, 11 points and 11 rebounds. He's just a man around the ball all the time. I don't know how he does.
Yeah, you know, he really was. You get 11 rebounds out of your guard spot. That's tremendous. But, you know, we talked about Bardsley and Thompson being their best offensive rebounders. So I think Carson was conscious of getting a body on Thompson every time and not letting him get to the boards and was in the area. And he's Carson's strong. He gets up and gets the board. He rips it down, and he's going to regain possession of it.
Zach Lennon also a pretty solid ball game, 16 points and 7 rebounds against the Prairie Wolves.
Yeah, Zach was. He was tough inside. He finished. He made some big plays down the stretch. You know, he always talks about if he doesn't have to go against 6'7", 6'8", guys. Wesleyan's lineup wasn't that big, and Zach was the toughest, most physical kid on the floor.
So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon in the Corn Palace. We've often talked about this, a tough place to come up here and play, and these guys seem to be about 10 to 15 points better up here.
Yeah, this team's real good. I mean, you know, they shoot the ball at over 50% from the field and 42% or something like that from the three-point line. And in their building, that probably increases. They just seem to shoot it real well. It's a tough place to play, but right now it's a great challenge for our guys. You know, we're playing well, we're dialed in, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
You mentioned Jalen Voss a couple of minutes ago. He's the guy who really makes this offense go. He's averaging 20 points per ball game, 5 rebounds per game, and he's a difference maker.
No question. He's an All-American player. Any team in America would love to have him as their center. Makes great decisions with the ball, scores it from inside, scores it from outside, rebounds the ball. We did a good job the first time on him specifically, but he did get in foul trouble, as you talked about earlier, with 4. If you can do that, they'll take him out of the game if he gets a couple fouls early. But we ran doubles at him, and again, you know, in that game, Mitchell really stepped up. So, they, like we talked earlier, they just have a lot of weapons, and so we've got to maybe run doubles at him, but we rotate fast and quick.
They hit 12 three-pointers in the ball game the first time around. How do we change that? Do we get more pressure out there?
Well, you know, it's not an aberration for them, and sometimes their three-pointers aren't right at the line. They're 4 or 5 feet behind the line. You know, we talked about Miller earlier. You've got Menning who can shoot it. You've got Berg who can shoot it. Mitchell obviously, you know, came down here and I think he hit five, maybe six the first half. He was really, really on fire. Boss can step out and make them. So you do. You've got to get out there and guard the arc. But the dilemma is you've also got Boss inside, so you got to pay attention to him.
It's really pick your poison here when you're trying to defend this offense. And
yeah, you just have to, whatever you're doing, when you rotate out to guys, if the ball gets kicked out, you've got to be there on the catch. If you're late and they have a split second, there's a good chance they're going to bury the shot.
This is the number one shooting team as far as three-pointers made in the nation. So this team is going to throw up a bunch here today. So obviously we got to be prepared for that. But yep, the inside play with Boss has got to be a concern.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for people out there, when you talk about offensive teams, this is really as good as it gets. These guys are real good. We'll have a game plan in place. Our players will buy into it, and they'll execute. And like you said, you've got to take care of us, but you've got to get out to shooters fast as well.
The Mitchell kid, we've been talking about him, 26 points the last time against us. How do we defend him? What's the story on him?
Well, you know, we're not going to be able to cheat over as much. We're going to have to shorten our help side, get out to him quick on the catch. I think he's taken 116 threes and 97 twos, so looks like his preference is to take a three-point shot. And all the film we've looked at doesn't look like he goes all the way to the rim. If he's shooting a two, he shoots a pull-up. So we've got to be conscious of that. We just got to get out there. We've got to get high hands and make shots difficult for him.
This team has shot 714 threes so far this year. Have you ever seen a team that's shot more threes than we'll see today?
Well, Nebraska Wesleyan, you know, I think their goal is to get at least 40 threes a game, and I think they got up 33 the other night. So I thought the other night, Mike, you know, referencing to this game, that we got out to shooters well. You know, Bardsley didn't get a lot of three-point attempts, and he didn't get a lot of clean ones, meaning that he was unguarded and he got them off. So that's kind of good going into this game because we've got a similar task in terms of guarding the perimeter.
So what are some of the things we have to do differently maybe that we did not do that first time around?
Well, obviously, we're going to have to change our scheme a little bit about who we're doubling off and whatnot. You know, the first time we did some things with Mitchell, well, obviously, we're not going to do that again because he's proven that he can knock down shots. He's shooting 44% from the arc. We've got to be conscious of Austin. We've got to run someone at him. We've got to be conscious of their lineups. There's some guys you can double off of, and there's a lot of guys that you can't double off of. So we got to make good decisions there. And then we got to be efficient on the offensive end. I think we can get some things done offensively. I think that's where you can really attack them.
And that's what you said. They've played some tight games lately, so we might have some chances here offensively. How can we attack them?
Well, I think we've done a really good job of posting our guards. You know, Tobin and Carson are very good post players. I think we can get some things on them inside. Plus, it puts pressure on those guys to play defense. Most guards don't defend the post. They don't practice defending the post. And so Tobin's obviously efficient down there. Carson's been good down there. And then we've got to space the floor. I don't know that we take our bigs and just say run to the block and post up Jalen Voss. Move him away from the basket. Get him away from the basket. Maybe involve him in some ball screens and rolls, things of that nature.
Okay, collected.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gavers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and sixth-ranked Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, sneaking up on the tip-off of the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings coming in a mark of 11 wins and 16 losses on the season. They are 8-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but it's more about what they have done lately. The Broncos have won five out of their last six ball games, including the win the other night on the road, winning at Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 103-94. The ball game before that, they put up 93 points and beat Mount Marty 93-51. And their third game that they have in this little streak right now is a win over Doan at 77-70. So Hastings, a team that's averaging 78 points per ball game on offense, which is eighth in the conference, giving up 78 points per ball game on defense, which is seventh in the conference, will be facing the sixth-ranked team in the nation here this afternoon in Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers have had a great year so far. They are 25-3 on the season. They are 15-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan, they have lost to Dort this year, 84-83. That was back in December over in Sioux Center. Their losses were back-to-back as they lost one on January the 24th on the road at Midland, 76-52. And they lost to Morningside on the road at 80-74. But since those two losses, they have come back with four straight wins, 86-83 over Doan. They beat Dort 102-72. They downed Concordia 92-83, and they beat Northwestern 93-86. Dakota Wesleyan, very good, as you might expect. They're number two in the conference as far as point production is concerned. They're averaging 88.2 points per ball game in offense, and they are number one in the conference, giving up points, allowing only 70.1 points per ball game. This is a team that beat Hastings earlier this year back at the Osborne Sports Complex, winning by a score of 94-67. And they've got plenty of weapons we'll have to deal with here today. In particular, we've got Jalen Voss, who's the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He is averaging 20.4 points per ball game. He got into some foul trouble the first time around against Hastings, did not play a whole lot. He scored 8 points in that ball game against the Broncos the first time around. They've got plenty of weapons out there. You've got Chris Menning, who's the fifth leading scorer in the conference. He's averaging 17.8 points per ball game so far this year. And the guy that came on and really torched us the last time around was Joey Mitchell. He came in and hit for 26 points against Hastings College in that ball game earlier this season in their 94-67 win. This is a team that, you take a look at the national rankings up and down, a lot of the offensive rankings, you're going to find either players from Dakota Wesleyan, or you're going to see Dakota Wesleyan's name sitting right there. They are number one in the nation as far as three-pointers made so far this season with 297. They're also number one in the nation as far as three-point field goal percentage is concerned at 41%. And they are number one in the nation in field goal percentages, knocking down 52%. Their field goal tries so far this year, and they're the fourth leading scoring team in the nation as well. And you got guys, Trey Berg is over there. Jade Miller is also among the leaders in individual shooting as well for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. So a big, big task for Hastings College here this afternoon as they try to continue their push to get into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. The Broncos starting the day currently in sixth place in the conference, sitting at 8-9. The Broncos are sitting just a half a game ahead of both Dort and Nebraska Wesleyan, and they're at 8-10. So Hastings sitting in sixth place in the conference at 8-9. They're trailing Concordia, who's fifth place right now at 9 wins and 10 losses on the season. So we're sneaking up on the game time here this afternoon. It's a seniors day today for both the men's and women's basketball teams here at Dakota Wesleyan. So they're making introduction of the seniors in between games here as far as the men's program is concerned and being recognized in front of a great crowd on hand at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-7000. 5881.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, here this afternoon, getting set for the men's ball game between Hastings College and Dakota Westland, as they're still recognizing the seniors there. They got a bunch of them on this Dakota Westland basketball team for the 2014-2015 season. Get all the action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in men's basketball was yesterday. This is the only game in the conference today. Checking the scores from yesterday in men's college basketball, it was Nebraska Wesleyan beating Dort by a score of 100-98. Concordia winners over Northwestern 76-74. Midland beat Briar Cliff by a score of 71-52. Morningside over Doan by a score of 76-73. And Grace University won a non-conference game with Mount Marty yesterday by a score of 64-56. Again, the standings as of now, as far as the men are concerned, Dakota Westland and Morningside, they're tied with the conference lead right now at 15-3 in the conference. They've got Midland in there at 13-5, and Briar Cliff is sitting in the fourth place at 12-7. Concordia is back up to a fifth place at 9-10. They've got Hastings and Dort currently tied for the sixth spot at 8-9. You've got Nebraska Wesleyan at 8-10, Northwestern at 7-11, Doan at 4-14, and Mount Marty is still winless in the conference. They are 0-18. So the ceremony has been wrapped up here, so to speak, and now we're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. We'll take another timeout and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. In the Hastings College women's ball game earlier today, the Broncos surviving as they beat Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 77-70. Jamie Van Kirk hitting a free throw with 7.4 seconds to play, gave the Broncos the lead. And then Holly Samuelson deflecting a ball away from Celeste Beck, who is driving down the floor for Dakota Wesleyan. Recovered by Hastings, and the Broncos survive here today 71-70 over Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings now 19-7 in the season. They're 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan dropping to 14-15, 7-12 in the conference. Hastings getting 29 points today from Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk to lead the way for the Broncos in this basketball game here today. So we're sneaking up on the men's contest here this afternoon. And Hastings College taking on the sixth-ranked team in the nation in Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. The Tigers are number one in all the offensive categories in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're hitting 52% from the field. They're hitting 41% from three-point territory, hitting 77% from the free-throw line, all tops in the conference. Meanwhile, Hastings College is hitting 46% from the floor. That is eighth in the conference. They're also eighth in three-point percentage at 36%, and they're next to the last in the free-throw percentage at 69%. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that's going to put some points on the scoreboard. They average 88.2 points per ball game and given up 70.1 on the defensive end. That's tops in the conference as well. And they just got so many weapons out there. Hastings going to have to play probably their best game of the year defensively to stay in this ball game today with the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. So a jammed house here today. Good crowd on hand for a Sunday here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here today. And we'll get to the starting lineups finally in the ball game. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan today, they will go with Jalen Voss. Voss is a 6'7" senior out of Worthington, Minnesota. Voss is averaging 20.4 points per ball game. That is number 2 in the conference. He's also pulling down 5.5 rebounds per game. Luke Bamberg is a 6'6" senior from Corsica, South Dakota. Bamberg is averaging 5.9 points per ball game. He is the fifth leading scorer, or actually the fifth leading rebounder in the conference, averaging 6.4 rebounds per game. Trey Berg is a 6'1" junior from Crooks, South Dakota. Berg is averaging 15.7 points per ball game. Chris Manning, we talked about him, a 6'4" junior from Corsica, South Dakota. Manning is the fifth leading scorer in the conference, averaging 17.8 points per ball game. And then Joey Mitchell is a 6 foot senior out of Tulare, South Dakota. Mitchell lit us up for 26 points the first time around. He's averaging 10.9 points per ball game. Hastings College will go with Damian Austin. Austin, a 5'6" freshman out of Kearney, averaging 2.9 points per ball game. Carson Bloom is a 5'10" junior out of Minden. He's averaging 9 per ball game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'4" and a senior out of Lincoln. Reinwald is averaging 19 points per ball game. Drew Callahan is a 6'7" freshman out of North Platte. Callahan is averaging 5.4 per ball game. And also Zach Lena, a 6'4" senior. Lena is averaging right now 10.9 points per ball game. So Hastings College and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers going at it here this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings. They're at 2815 Osborne Drive West, also at 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. So the place going to be a loud one here today, as Hastings squares off here against the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. We're all set. Hastings going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the gray. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan in their homestanding white uniforms. They'll be trimmed and lettered in blue here this afternoon. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan, men's college basketball in 1230 KHAS. Jumping up for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Luke Bamberg against Drew Callahan of Hastings. So we're set to go. Bronco basketball here on 1230 KHAS after a very exciting women's ball game in the first one here today. Ball's in the air, and Dakota Wesleyan controls the opening tip. Here's this Joey Mitchell guy. 26 points against Hastings the last time around. Trey Berg has got it as he dribbles underneath the basket here. Comes back out to Mitchell. Comes across the top. That's a Jalen Voss with the ball. Now to a Bamberg. Dakota Wesleyan working with the ball out around the perimeter. Over here on the right side is going to be Chris Manning with the ball. There's a pass on the backside. His shot is up there, no good by Bamberg, but he's fouled into play. They go back door. Bamberg took it right to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Callahan. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Dakota Wesleyan right to the free throw line in their opening possession here this afternoon. Bamberg is a 67% foul shooter on the season for the Tigers, and his shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Dakota Wesleyan, the best free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 77% of their foul shots. Tigers have a 1-point lead. There's the next shot by Bamberg. It's up there and in. So they get a couple of free throws to get the ball game started here, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Broncos come back with the basketball. Here's Reinwald as he brings it down to the near sideline. Reinwald brings it back to the center of the floor. Man-to-man defense here for Dakota Wesleyan. That's Bloom driving the ball to the hole and missing the layup. And the rebound comes down to Bamberg. Luke Bamberg runs her back the other way for the Tigers. He'll dribble to the wing on the right side. Hands it away. That's going to be Trey Berg as he drives into the hole. Jump pass goes down in the deep left corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Voss. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings College. Zach Leonard with a rebound. Gets it away to Damian Austin. Austin into the forecourt. Now to Bloom. To Austin. Far sideline. That's Reinwald with the ball. Now to Callahan. There's Zach Leonard. Hands it back here. It's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball open from 15. Takes a shot and knocks it down. Carson Bloom gets the field goal, and that ties things up now at 2 points apiece. Here comes Mitchell back for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. They lob the ball inside. Voss grabs it, shoots, and scores. That's going to be a tough matchup for us inside. Jalen Voss scores. 4-2 is the score now. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's a Reinwald. Goes down in the corner. That's Austin for three. Shot is up there halfway down and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Bamberg, takes it to the far sideline. That's Mitchell with the ball. Joey Mitchell dribbles with it. Now he's cut off, gets it out to Jalen Voss. Shot for three, good. Jalen Voss with a 2 and a 3 on the last two possessions. And the Tigers go out on top by a score of 7-2 here in this one. Here's Zach Lena with the ball. Lena throws it back out. That's Austin. Moves it down in the corner, and he throws it away. A turnover on Hastings. Broncos need to minimize their mistakes here in this one. That's the first turnover on the Broncos, and now Billy wants to call an early timeout. Hastings calls an early timeout. 18 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 7, Hastings 2.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in. Here's Dakota Wesleyan. His shot is taken by Voss again from three. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Callahan of Hastings. Callahan gets it away to Carson Bloom. Now to Austin in the forecourt. 7-2 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Reinwald for three. Takes his shot. Hits the front iron. No good. The ball is just swatted out and it's picked up here by Lena. Zach drives the ball against Voss. His shot is up there. Good. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. That's a 7-4 ball game. Quickly down the near sideline is going to be Mitchell. Gets it out to Menning. Chris Menning away in three-point territory now to a Bomberg. Now to Mitchell again. Two-handed pass comes over to Bomberg to the far sideline. They get it over there to Jalen Voss. Now top of the key. That's a Mitchell with the ball. Bomberg on the wing on the right side to Chris Menning. Dribbles once. Now to Trey Berg. Drives it down the right side of the lane and scores. Trey Berg scores. They slice up the Bronco defense, and Berg takes it right to the hole and scores. It's a 9-4 ball game now. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Hastings back with the ball. Callahan moves it over on the wing to Reinwald. Gets it inside down to Bloom. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. And Bloom will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. We've got a local official refereeing this ball game, Brooks Wells out of Central Nebraska. He's one of the three officials that's officiating this ball game here today. Last foul went on Menning. Chris Menning, that's going to be his first. Carson Bloom to the free throw line for Hastings, and his shot is up there, hits the front iron. It's no good. Bloom, a 67% foul shooter coming to this ball game today. It was 55 out of 82. Hastings next to the last as far as the team percentage is concerned at 69%. Next to the last of the conference. Second shot by Bloom is up there. It is good. It's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and it's now a 9-5 ball game. Hastings College trailing here in the contest. Now it's 16 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half. Mitchell has got the ball down to Berg as they move it down to Benning on the left baseline. Back out to Luke Bamberg on the wing. Down to Benning again around the screen. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound. Bamberg has got the offensive rebound off to Trey Berg. He takes it to the free throw line. A pass down to Benning. He drives the baseline. It's cut off by Austin. Back down in the corner. Bamberg for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hastings. Broncos come back. That's Carson Bloom. Now to Reinwald, and he's going to be hit on the play, and a blocking foul here is going to be called on Mitchell. Joey Mitchell gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on Dakota Wesleyan here in the basketball game. Here comes Jade Miller into the ballgame now for DWU. Jade Miller is a 6'4" junior out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Local boy here. Hastings will play things in. Callahan has got it. Now he gets it back to Reinwald. On the wing on the right side, comes out. Left side of the key now. It's going to be Zach Lena. Lena takes off, drives it down the paint, stops. He puts up a shot over Voss. It's going to be no good. The ball poked down, and it's picked up by Austin. Keeps it alive here for Hastings. Now to Reinwald. He fakes the three, dribbles into the paint. Ball stripped away, and a foul is called. And now we're going to have an offensive charging foul on Reinwald. Billy doesn't like that one. Neither does Tobin. But offensive charging foul is going to be called on Reinwald as he took the ball against the Jalen Voss to the hole. Billy's all the way down to the end line here expressing his concern about that last call. 9-5 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here by 4 points early. Is by the 16-minute mark here in the ballgame. We're in the first half in the Corn Palace in Mitchell. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Miller from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Callahan had it, and he lost it. It's picked up here by Carson Bloom. Back the other way to Lena. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. It's going to go on Jalen Voss. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Zach Lena to the free throw line here for the Broncos. 15:39 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing sixth-ranked Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon by a score of 9-5. Final road game of the season for the Broncos during the regular season. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Lena. He's now got 3 points in the ballgame. Zach is a 71% foul shooter in the season. Hastings will play Midland on Wednesday at home and then finish things off next Saturday with a ballgame against Northwestern. Next shot is up there is good, so Zach Lena knocks down a couple of free throws. Into the ballgame now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Tate Martin. Tate Martin coming in now for DWU. He's another Mitchell, South Dakota boy at 5'11" and a sophomore here for the Tigers. Damian Austin checks out of the ball game. Here comes Connor Musel in now for Hastings. So it's a 9-7 ball game. Hastings College trailing by a couple of points here. Here's a Jade Miller with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to a Tate Martin. Bounce pass goes to the left side to Bamberg. Now to Martin. Martin is out in three-point territory. Takes his shot halfway down and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Callahan for Hastings. Drew Callahan gets it away now. That's Carson Bloom with the ball. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Carson Bloom backs her back out. Gets a little direction here from Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. Runs the offense. Goes over to Callahan. Now to Musel. Connor gives it up now to Callahan for three. His shot is up there and he banks one home. Drew Callahan hits a three-pointer and the Broncos have the lead. 10-9 is the score with 14:52 to play here in the first half. So Hastings fell behind early. Now they've come back to grab the lead. Hastings has scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan back the other way as they have it in their offensive zone. They get it out to Jalen Voss here at the top of the key. Now to Tate Martin. Martin drives the ball to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Miller. He's stripped of the ball. It's loose and it's picked up by Hastings. Callahan, long pass down to four. They get it to Reinwald. He goes up for the slam and he misses it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Hastings had to break. Reinwald went in to try to slam it home, and he missed the dunk, and the ball goes out of bounds. He's trying to quiet the crowd, and all that's going to do is get him into the ballgame. Now, as Reinwald misses the dunk, that would have given them a three-point lead. So now Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other way. Here comes John DeWard in the ballgame now for Hastings College, replacing Zach Lena. The Broncos still have a one-point lead at 10-9. Here comes DWU back with the ball. Tate Martin goes to Joey Mitchell, who's back into the ball game. Now to Chris Benning, also checked back in there for the Tigers on that last dead ball. Tate Martin has got it down on the baseline to Bamberg. Back out to Martin, top of the key. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called there on Martin. That's the first turnover on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. Tigers have hit 3 out of 9 from the field so far in the early goings. Hastings 3 out of 8. Broncos 1 out of 3 on 3-pointers, and DWU 1 out of 6. Hastings has got the lead over the Tigers. We're 6 minutes into the ball game. 10-9 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan beat Hastings earlier this year, 94-67, at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a Reinwald with the ball as he backs her back out. The counter, Musil now, right side of the lane. Musil dribbles once. Comes out to Jake Hansen, who's into the ball game now. Hansen drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. The freshman out of Omaha scoring there for Hastings, and he drives it right to the hole and scores. Hastings out on top now by a score of 12-9. Dakota Wesleyan has lost only 3 games all season long. And this is their 29th ball game of the season here this afternoon. Here's Joey Mitchell with the ball. Down to Benning. Goes over to Tate Martin on the far side. Top of the key. That's Trey Berg. Down to Mitchell. Down on the right side. His shot is up there by Martin. It's going to be partially deflected there by Reinwald. The ball is picked up here by Hastings. To Carson Bloom. Now to Tobin for 3. Shot is up there. Short. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Dakota Wesleyan. Tate Martin with the ball for Wesleyan. Gets it to Berg. His shot is up there and in. A 3-pointer. Trey Berg throws up a 3-pointer over Connor Musil. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. And Dakota Wesleyan is tied to score now at 12 points apiece. Here's Ryan Waldo with the ball for Hastings to Jake Hansen to Musil down in the corner at 3-pointers off the front iron. No good. Rebound. Ryan Wald, he goes back up. His shot good. Toby gets the offensive board and the putback for Hastings. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings out on top now. 14-12 is the score. Here's Tate Martin with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Right side of the lane. Martin retreats out here in the 3-point territory. Goes to Benning. The ball poked away. Benning now picks her back up. Drives it against Ryan Wald. Can't put up a shot. To Jalen Voss. Now to Mitchell. There's a pass down the right baseline. Tate Martin. He's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Hastings. And Martin will go to the free throw line. Foul goes on Bloom. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. So Tate Martin goes to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan. A 76% foul shooter in the season. He's 16 out of 21. So Tate Martin to the line here. 5'11" sophomore from Mitchell. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Dakota Wesleyan, again, the best free throw shooting team in the conference at 77%. Carson Bloom checks out. Here comes Damian Austin back into the ball game now for Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So he goes 0-for-2 from the free throw line. The Broncos still have a 2-point lead. 14-12 was the score. There's John DeWard with the ball at the top of the key. They get it inside. The cross to Brandon Krause. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Trey Berg. So Brandon Krause also into the ball game for Hastings. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Mitchell has got the ball. Now to Trey Berg. Lobs it right side of the lane. Back out on top. That's going to be a Tate Martin. Martin now driving the ball to the hole. A shot is up there at 10. That's Chris Menning taking the ball to the hole and scoring. And he is fouled in the play as he got the field goal to go down. Chris Menning got the field goal that time for Dakota Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on Krause. Krause picks up his first personal foul. John DeWard comes out of the ball game now for Hastings College. And Lena checks back in there. 11:49 to play here in the first half. Hastings 14 and Dakota Wesleyan 14. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Chris Benning, so he converts on the 3-point play. And the Broncos are now trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 15-14. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. That's Brandon Krause. Gets it to Zach Lena. Lena takes the ball out of the lane. He's cut off his pass. He's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Trey Berg, and now he's going to be fouled on the way down the floor by Hansen from behind. So Hastings turns over for the second time here in the ballgame. Foul's going to go on to Jake Hansen of Hastings. That's going to be his first team foul, number 5 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 11:34 to play here in the first half. Hastings down by a point. Mitchell has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Benning inside to Berg. Shot good. Trey Berg scores. Nice pass by Chris Menning, who gets the assist. Berg has already got 7 points in the ballgame. And Dakota Wesleyan out on top now by 3, 17-14. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause now to Jake Hansen. Hansen, two-handed pass, comes out to Musil. Comes across the top to Austin. Over here to Brandon Krause on the wing. Dribbles behind his back. Takes it into the lane. Then his pass can be intercepted. Intercepted here by Trey Berg. A turnover. Berg's passing can be tipped. And it's going to be intercepted right back by Krause. Grouse has got the ball now for Hastings. Down the far sideline to Austin. Outside to Musil for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Tiger basketball. Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hanson goes out. Here comes Tobin Reinwald back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Carson Bloom also returns for Hastings. 17-14 is the score. Hastings trailing by 3 points here in the ballgame. Luke Bamberger's got it on the sideline. Comes out here to a Menning. He drives the ball. The rack is shot good. Chris Menning finds a seam in the defense and takes it to the hole. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Now 19-14. Hastings down by 5 points now. 10 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here's Musil. He gets away, goes for the hole. His shot is no good. And a rebound tapped out is picked up by Berg. Musil misses an easy one there as he got the ball in the hole. 19-14. 5 point lead for the Tigers. Van Berg off to the right side. The Menning throws up a three. No good. Rebound Trey Berg. He gets into the far sideline. A 3-pointer put up there. It's no good by Jade Miller. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Damon Austin runs it back the other way. The Reinwald picked up by a Joey Mitchell. Entry pass to get it inside to lean and spin toward the baseline. Is stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on the DWU, and that's going to send Zach Lehner to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Bamberg. That's going to be his first. Dakota Wesleyan's coaching staff and their head coach, Matt Wilbur, yelling for a traveling violation there on Lena. Got the personal foul instead. And now Lena goes to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Lena now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. 9:56 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 19-14. Next shot is up there from Lena. That one is going to be good, so he hits 1 out of 2. Just joining us, the Hastings College women's basketball team. They won today over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 71-70. There's a pass out front, nearly intercepted by Austin. Now driving down the lane is going to be Berg. He throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Mitchell. Mitchell at the free throw line. Goes over on the left side to Menning. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets the ball away to Austin. Hustles back the other way. Austin down to Lena. Lena trapped on the right side of the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Lena. Fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Here comes Jalen Voss back into the ballgame now for Dakota Wesleyan. Drew Callahan will follow him into the contest. Musil's going to check out. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 19-15. There's a Joey Mitchell with the ball. Mitchell trots it across the 10-second line here for the Tigers. Out on top, Trey Berger's got it. Now to Mitchell on the wing on the left side. Lobs it into a big old Jalen Voss. Dumps it out to Bamberg at the top of the key. Now the right wing, and shot by Berg is up there and in. Trey Berg knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game. And Dakota Wesleyan now leading by a score of 22-15 here in the ball game. 9 minutes to go. Carson Bloom now changing sides here with Callahan and Reinwald. Bloom goes inside. That's going to be Zach Lena with ball at the free throw line. He's double-teamed. Nearly travels with the ball. Goes down in the corner to Austin. His shot for three is up around the rim, and it goes down through the hole. Austin throws down a three-pointer. Wanted to bounce out of there, but decided to go down through the hole, and it rings the gong from 3 points here. 22-18 is the score now. Hastings back within 4 points. Mitchell with the ball. Joey Mitchell pulls up and shoots a 15-footer in Kansas. That was too easy. Joey Mitchell hit for 26 against Hastings the last time. 24-18. Hastings down by 6. Broncos out of the ball. Here's Reinwald. Tobin, bounce pass, goes inside to Lena. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Nice pass by Tobin. Zach takes her right to the hole there for Hastings, and he was fouled in the play. And Lena goes back to the free throw line. The foul goes on Jade Miller. That's going to be his first. First foul on Miller. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Tigers here in the first half of play. Leaning to the free throw line for Hastings. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. That's already the 5th free throw for Zach Leaning here in the first half. Broncos are now within 5 points again at 24-19. Here comes the next shot by Lena. That is up there and good. Nothing but cord for Zach Lena. That is now a 24-20 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Joey Mitchell will bring the ball back here for the Tigers as we approach the eight-minute mark here in the first half of play. Trey Berg has got the ball. Berg comes over to Mitchell on the left side. Luke Bamberg has got it out here in three-point territory. Moves it left to right across the top of the three-point arc. Out of Joey Mitchell. Mitchell gets it inside to Jalen Voss at the elbow. Right sideline. They get it to Bamberg. And pass underneath right off of the fingertips of Berg sliding to the hole. A turnover on the Tigers. A quick pass there, but it was off the fingertips of Trey Berg. So a turnover on the Tigers. Now Hastings with a chance to slice into this four-point lead. 24-20 is the score. Down to 7:45 to play in the first half. There's Damian Austin with the ball. Austin to Zach Lita, top of the circle. He gives it away to Carson Bloom. Penetrates to the elbow, left side. Can't put up a shot. Now to Callahan. Here's a Reinwald with the ball now. Reinwald behind his screen. Can't put up a shot. Goes back down to the left side. Carson Bloom has got it. He's open for three. Takes a shot and misses. No good. High in the air for the rebound is Bamberg for Dakota Wesleyan as he runs her back the other way for the Tigers. Out to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Out to Bamberg at the top of the key now. The Trey Berg, a deep three, is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. 24-20. Hastings down by four, and we got a traveling violation on Lena. Hastings was leading the break back the other way, and a traveling violation is called, and Zach Lena. They have the numbers, and Zach travels with the ball. Five turnovers on Hastings now here in the first half of play. Three for Dakota Wesleyan. Just by the seven-minute mark now, it's a 24-20 ball game. Hastings College is trailing, the sixth-ranked team in the nation here this afternoon. Tate Martin now with the ball as he comes across the top to a Chris Metting. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Now Martin goes down out here in three-point territory, and he's fouled on the play here. It's going to go on Austin of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Zach Lena comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Connor Musel comes back in there. So Damian Austin picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in front of the Bronco bench with a four-point lead at 24-20. There's Berg into Voss. His shot is good. Just that easy. Berg from the right corner into Jalen Voss, and he scores. Voss has got 7 points in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan is out on top now by a score of 26-20. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Reinwald. He tries to drive it. It's knocked loose. Tobin picks her back up. Reinwald down to a Damian Austin. He comes over to Carson Bloom, who gets it to Callahan at the top of the circle. Lobs the ball inside. Tobin grabs the ball on the baseline. His shot is up there. No good. And a rebound comes down here to Chris Metting. Metting gets it away down to Tate Martin. Hustles back the other way. To Chris Metting again. To Tate Martin right here at the top of the key. Martin sends it over to Berg. Lobs it inside. Jalen Voss. He's double-teamed underneath the hole. Reverse layup. Good. Jalen Voss now with 9 points in the ball game and a timeout here for Hastings. Broncos call the timeout with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 28, Hastings 20.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at huskerpowerproducts.com. Dakota Wesleyan with an 8-point lead over Hastings. The score is a 28-20. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. Here's a Reinwald driving in the lane. Puts it up there right-handed. The shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Bamberg. So Tobin having a great start to this basketball game here today for Hastings College. His team trailing 28-20. There's a pass inside again to Voss. He spins to his left, fires up a shot. It's good. Jalen Voss with 11 points in the ball game, but Dakota Wesleyan is out to a 10-point lead over Hastings. It's 30-20. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first half. Reinwald with the ball, lobs it down low. Carson grabs it on the baseline. He's double-teamed and then loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover number six on Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos. It's going to be John DeWard. Tobin comes to the bench. Tobin's got 2 points so far today. He's 1 out of 5 from the field here in the first half so far. 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. 30-20 is the score. Hastings down by 10 points here to the sixth-ranked team in the country, the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. This is a team that's vying for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's the long-range jumper up there. No good by Chris Benning. Rebound comes down to Bloom. Gets the ball away to Jake Hansen, who drives it back the other way. Back outside the ring to Callahan. His three-pointers off of the mark. No good. DeWard saves it. Down to a Connor Musial. And a chance of air ball up there on the Drew Callahan missed three. 30-20. Hastings still with the ball here in their offensive end. Hansen out to Connor Musial for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Now the officials looking at one another. What do they have here? Let me go over to the scores table. 4:34 remaining, and now the officials coming over the scores table to check on something over here. They blew the whistle. There's got to be a fouler down here or something. I think they called a jump ball. Called a jump ball. They had to check to make sure who had the possession here. Hastings is going to play things in on the sideline. All right, so the Broncos will play things in on the sideline with 4:34 to play. We're so far away from the scorer's table, we have no idea. I think that was a jump ball situation there that they ruled in. They had to check on the possession. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball. He gets it to Jake Hansen down here in the right corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Callahan. His shot over Voss is no given. He's fouled in the play. A little contact there with Jalen Voss and Drew Callahan. And now the freshman out of North Platte, Drew Callahan, will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul went on Voss. That's going to be his second personal foul. So Drew Callahan goes to the line here. He's got 3 points in the ball game on a three-pointer. Just 46% from the free throw line, though, this year. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Callahan now with 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Jade Miller into the contest now, and Jalen Voss will check out. 30-21. Hastings College is down by 9 points here in the first half. Hastings has won 5 out of their last 6 ball games. The only loss during that stretch was the loss we had up at Dort, where we couldn't make any free throws. Second shot by Callahan is going to be good. It's now a 30-22 ball game. Approaching 4 minutes to play here in this first half from the Corn Palace. There's a Martin with the ball. He gets it to Manning. He drives it for the hole. Is running one-hander. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Musial. Connor Musial down the far sideline. Now drives it to the back. The rack. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses a driving layup. Rebound comes down to Bamberg, who gets it all. Ball away now to Tate Martin. Martin out of Bamberg. 200 pass comes over here to Manning. He drives the ball down the lane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called here on Callahan. Drew Callahan picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Chris Manning. Manning's an 83% foul shooter in the season. He's already 1 for 1 today. He shot 116 free throws coming into the ball game here today. Now they're going to mop up down there underneath the Dakota Wesleyan basket. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. We're at the historic and world-famous Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon with Bronco basketball. Shot from the free throw line by Chris Benning is going to be good. He'll get one more. And they're doing a little renovation work to the front end of the Corn Palace. It's kind of a mission to get in here today. Second shot is up there. It is good, so he hits a couple of free throws. 32-22 is the score. Hastings again trailing by 10 points here in the first half. Ryan over the ball to Zach Lena inside the free throw circle, and now collision underneath the basket here. Carson Bloom goes down, and so does Tate Martin for Dakota Wesleyan, and Martin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Now Carson's going to go to the free throw line here for Hastings. 32-22 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Now Carson Bloom will shoot some free throws. 67% for the season. 1 out of 2 from the line today. Shot is up there. It is good. So Carson Bloom, the former Minden Whippet, will have another shot here. We're down to 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first half. 32-23. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Carson Bloom will have one more. Bloom looking up there. Next shot is up and good, so he hits a couple of free throws. Hastings back to within 8 points here. Here comes Martin back with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Martin comes over here to a Jade Miller. Now to Chris Menning. Picked up there by Musel. To Bamberg. Now they work around the perimeter to Berg. Back out on top. Menning, a three-pointer is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball being tapped around. Picked up by Hastings. Carson has got it for Hastings. Now to Jake Hansen into the forecourt to Tobin. Down in the corner. Back outside to Bloom for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. It's taken down here by Trey Berg. Berg now to Bamberg. Long pass down to four as they get it down to Menning. Spins on the baseline. Shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Chris Menning, a nice spinning move down there in the right baseline as he took it to the hole. He scores, and he's fouling the play. And now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Hacked on the arm there by Connor Musel of Hastings. So Chris Menning now goes to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. He's only got 9 points in the ball game. Here comes Austin back into the ball game for Hastings. Hansen will check out. It's a 10-point ball game now at 34-24 with 3:03 to play. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be good by Menning, so he converts on a three-point play. 35-24. That's the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Tigers. It's by the three-minute mark here in the first half. Here's Austin with the ball. Now to Ryan Wald. Gets it inside to Zach Lena. He's double-teamed. Lena has to get rid of it. Jump pass out to Austin for three. Shot is up there. Air ball. Rebound comes down here to a Chris Menning. Now to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell gets it into the forecourt to a Bamberg. Here's Chris Menning. Drives it to the left side. Takes it down on the baseline. The ball pass comes out on top now to Mitchell. The Berg moves it down in the corner. Menning for three. Shot good. Chris Menning knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 13. 38-24. Hastings trailing. Here's Ryan Wall having problems with the ball. It's knocked loose and it's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. The seventh turnover on Hastings. Driving back the other way is Berg. He takes it all the way to the basket and scores. Place just opened up, and Berg took it right to the hole, and it's a 16-point lead all of a sudden for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. We've got a timeout with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 40, Hastings 24.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College so far in the ball game, 6 out of 23 from the floor, 26%. Hastings is hitting only 2 out of 11 from 3 points there. It's waiting for 18%. When you're playing the 6th-ranked team in the country, you got to shoot better than that. Dakota Wesleyan now has hit 50% of their shots. They're 15 out of 30. And they've knocked down 4 out of 15 from 3-point range for 26%. So Hastings is now trailing in the ball game by 16 points. Here in this first half, it's 40-24. 2:09 to play until halftime. There's Damian Austin with the ball. Broncos out of the ball. Connor Musel has got it now. Connor goes over here to Brandon Krause, who's back in the ball game, to lean inside the free throw circle. Hands it away. Here's Austin, just beyond the arc. Damian Austin moves to his right, throws up a shot from 17. No good. Rebound comes down to Bamberg. It gets it away to Chris Menning, who hands it away here to Joey Mitchell. He'll bring it up the floor now for Dakota Wesleyan to Jade Miller. Miller now to a Trey Berg. Gives it away to a Joey Mitchell. Mitchell drumming the ball out here in 3-point territory. Stops Mitchell. Gets it to Bamberg. Two-handed pass comes over to Chris Menning. Top of the key. Trey Berg. Right side now to Bamberg. Lobs it down low. To Menning. Back out to Bamberg for three. Shot good. The Tigers are not missing all of a sudden. 43-24. A 19-point lead here over Hastings College here in this ball game with 1:11 to play. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball on the wing. Reinwald fakes the three, gives it away now to Lena. Zach double-teamed down here right at the top of the arc. Down to Damian Austin, the counter Musel. He sends it inside to Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Tobin gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, and it's 43-26. Under a minute to play here in the first half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Chris Benning with the ball, high left side. Gets it out here to Bamberg. Here's the pass down the lane. It's going to be to nobody. It goes out of bounds. Goes into the second row of the bleachers behind the basket there. Benning trying to get the ball down on the baseline to Bamberg, and they threw it out of bounds. Turnover number four on Dakota Wesleyan. That's about the only thing they've done wrong here in this first half. 43-26. They've got the lead over Hastings College. There's a Reinwald. He drives it. The ball's going to be stripped away, but Bamberg is going to be recovered here. Another turnover on Hastings. Trey Berg has got the ball back now. That's going to be the eighth turnover on Hastings. Back outside the ring. Here's a Miller with the ball. Down to 19 seconds to play. Shot clock is off. Dakota Wesleyan to go for the final shot, I assume, here. There's a Chris Menning with the ball. Now to a Joey Mitchell out here in three-point territory. 9 seconds. Mitchell holding on to the ball. Bamberg has got it. Now to Joey Mitchell again. 2 seconds, 1 second. He throws up the shot. He's mauled in the play. The shot won't go. And that's the end of the first half of play. Joey Mitchell was then knocked down and mauled in a play. And the coaching staff don't like that one, but no foul called. And we have reached halftime here this afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell of our men's basketball game here today. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College at the break. Dakota Wesleyan 43, Hastings 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing 6th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan here at halftime. The score is 43-26. The halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Again, the Broncos are trailing here at halftime. The score is 43-26. As Hastings has fallen behind here in this basketball game, the Broncos having a tough day shooting the ball, just 28% in the first half so far. They are 7 out of 25, 2 out of 11 on three-pointers, 18%. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan is warmed up. They're hitting 50% of their shots at 16 out of 32. 5 out of 17 from three-point territory for 29%. Hastings College women's basketball team, they survived today as they beat the Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 71-70 as Hastings head coach Kerry Hostetter would join us here at halftime. And, Coach, we knew it was going to be a tough game. We take this one right to the wire. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks. It's like we talked about in the pregame show, it's always an interesting game here. They obviously play really well here and hit some big shots, and we had them down a couple times by 9, 8, and kind of let them back in it and had some interesting plays at the end of the game. A couple of free throws that needed to go down, and we would have felt a lot more comfortable.
Jamie hits a free throw with 7.4 seconds to play, and then Holly Samuelson, I think, got the tip coming back the other way, tips the ball away right at the 10-second line. So a great defensive play by Holly there at the end of the game.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where I think most everybody in the gym was shocked that Jamie missed the free throw. She's almost a 90% free throw shooter. And it was probably better for us that way because they weren't able to set up whatever it was that they had called the timeout for to set up off the make. So they attacked. We said we were going to switch everything. And they set a screen for 22 Beck in the backcourt, and we switched out on it and were able to make a play on the attack off the dribble. So a huge day for Hallie Samuelson. She was big for us. She obviously was really good offensively, but defensively, 22 kind of went on a couple of her little runs when Hallie wasn't guarding her, but Hallie did a really good job on her for most of the game.
So it was 70-70 late in the ball game. You guys had the ball with about 22 seconds to play. You called a timeout to try to come up with something, and everybody in the place probably knew that Jimmy was going to take the final shot, and that's where she was fouled.
Yeah. It actually it got drawn out a little bit more than what we had intended. Our kids executed it perfectly. We got Jamie with the ball on the left wing exactly how we wanted it. And she was able to draw a foul. Maybe could have been a shot that they no-called, but I was right in front of our bench. It was clearly a foul. Got the shot we wanted, and she hits the first one and misses the second, which is, rare for her. But I'm glad we were able to come out with the win because she played phenomenal all game long. She hit a huge three late in the game. She just, it was you could tell, especially on our seniors' faces today, that it was really just a we're not going to lose the game mentality. And Hallie and Jamie were great today.
Jamie scores 29 in the ball game. Hallie Samuelson, she came up with 11 points. She was 4 out of 4 from the field, 3 out of 3 on three-pointers, knocked down a couple of big threes in the second half.
Yeah, Hallie, we knew that they help a ton in the paint. They'll run 3-4 guys at you in the paint. And so we knew the kickouts were going to be there. And Tika made a great pass to Hallie kind of earlier in the second half, and then we had another kick out for her, and she was ice today. She was hot and didn't hesitate, and that's the Hallie that we love to see because she's definitely capable of being a really good scorer. And then Abby Jackson also hit a couple huge threes in the second half. I believe we were 7 for 12 from three in the second half.
That's right, 58%, 7 out of 12 on 3 points.
Yeah, that definitely opened things up for us. They were clearly guarding the paint early in the game. We knew that we were going to have a hard time getting dribble penetration, but we also knew that if we could get some, we could get some kickouts for some open shots. We just have to knock them down, and we were able to do that.
So Hastings winning that ball game by a score of 71-70 today over Dakota Wesleyan. They ended up shooting 50% for the ball game. But that's a good shooting bunch out there. They knocked down some trays to keep them in the ball game throughout the contest today.
Yeah, they did. There's a couple possessions late in the game. They got some ball screen action for 22, and we tried to go under one of them. And obviously, if you give her that much space, she's going to hit them. And she probably scored, I think, 8 points in about a minute and a half. That kind of brought them back in it. And when Michaela had the free throw at the end of the game, rim out, and then they come down and get an and one. That was a little bit of a momentum changer, and brought them to where we were tied. And I thought today our kids just did a really good job of. It was packed in here, and it was a great environment. And there was a couple times I really thought our kids could just kind of fold under the pressure, and they did a great job of just battling and keeping our composure. And we, get a lead and then kind of give it back, but we never let them really take over the game.
Like you said, it was loud in here, and when they got on a run, very easily things could have came unraveled, but it didn't look like you guys were bothered by that at all, and they just kind of played their game and set up what they wanted to do.
No, yeah, exactly. And again, I think, we keep talking about this, Mike, that it's really important that we have a lot of kids on our team that are willing to take shots and big shots, and I thought, today Abby Jackson was willing to take some shots, and Hallie and Michaela and Jamie obviously was rolling on all cylinders today. So, that we're going to need that dynamic in the diversity of scoring in different places at different times. We ran a couple things for our foreman today. So Just kind of trying to make sure that everybody's involved in our offense and taking shots when they're open. That's going to be huge for us here as we move forward.
All right, so Hastings College wins it 71-70 over Dakota Wesleyan here today. So naturally a big win on the road in your final road game of the regular season with a couple of home games next week.
Yeah, we needed this one. This was a big win for us. Obviously, you know, with Briarcliff and us just neck and neck, and us having swept them, it's really important for us to get as many of these as we can to position ourselves, you know, as high as we can in the GPAC conference standings for the tournament. So it was a big win for us. Again, anytime you come here and you get out with one, it's a great thing. So it was their senior day. There was a lot of reasons why they should play well today, and I thought we handled that fairly well.
Okay, congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Kerry House, the head coach for Hastings College. You got a big day today for Jamie Van Kirk. 29 points in the ball game today for Van Kirk. She was 11 out of 24 from the field. 14 points for Michaela Berry today. 11 for Holly Samuelson as the Broncos win at 71-70 on the free throw with 7.4 seconds to play from Jamie Van Kirk. And then a great defensive play at the end of the ball game by Holly Samuelson. And the Broncos escape here with a 71-70 win over Dakota Wesleyan. The men's game, we're at halftime, 43-26. Hastings trailing the Tigers here this afternoon. We'll come back and check the numbers as we continue on the Valentino's Halftime Show right after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Bronco basketball at 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan here at the break. The score is 43-26. Score has been tied three times so far in the first half, and there's been two lead changes. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead here at the break after going on a 19-6 run at the end of the first half. Hastings was within 4 points at 24-20. But then Dakota Wesleyan going on that end of the first half surge there, 19-6 run. And the Broncos are trailing here at halftime by a score of 43-26. Hastings in the first half, 7 out of 25 from the field. That's a 28%. Dakota Wesleyan, 16 out of 32 for 50%. Hastings, 2 out of 11 on three-pointers for 18%. Dakota Wesleyan, 5 out of 17 for 29%. Hastings, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line, 83%. They're 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Dakota Wesleyan is. They got 75%. The rebounds right now, Hastings has got 17. Dakota Wesleyan has got 15. The Broncos have 4 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Dakota Wesleyan has got 3 offensive rebounds, 12 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 9 times here in the first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan, they've been charged with 4 turnovers. Hastings with 2 steals and 2 blocked shots in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan has got 4 steals and 1 blocked shot. Leading rebounder for Dakota Wesleyan so far in this ball game has been Luke Bamberg. He's got 7 rebounds thus far. And Carson Bloom, he's got 5 rebounds for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos are trailing 43-26 there at halftime. Scoring in the first half of play for Hastings, Zach Lena, he's got 7 points. Drew Callahan has got 5. Carson Bloom has got 5 points. Tobin Reinwald has been held to just 4. And Jake Hansen has got 2. Meanwhile, for Dakota Wesleyan, they got 3 guys in double figures already. Chris Menning with 13. Trey Berg with 12. Jalen Voss with 11. They've got Luke Bamberg with 5 points. And Joy Mitchell has got 2. Sixth-ranked Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College here at the break. The score is 43-26. You've been listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show here on 1230 KHIS. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here today as we get set for the second half. Hastings will have the opening possession. On the second half, as they will play things in. Hastings trailing here 43-26 after DWU goes on a 19-6 run at the end of the first half. So Hastings has got the ball here to begin the second half of play. Drew Callahan has got it down the wing. Now to Lena at the free throw line. Hands it away to Austin. He comes back here to Lena. The ball is going to be deflected away and is picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. The 10th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. So the Broncos have turned the ball away 10 times in the contest and not shooting the ball very well either. And thus they're trailing 43-26. There's Voss on the baseline shot. Good. Jalen Voss now with 13 in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. It's now a 45-26 ball game. Tigers have the lead just underway here in the second half. Dakota Wesleyan in the man-to-man defense. Lena at the free throw line. Gives it up down to Reinwald. Behind Alina's screen. Reinwald from the elbow puts up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Voss. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Lena. He drives it. His shot no good. Ball is tipped out and Hastings grabs the ball. Damian Austin has got it down for the Broncos. Off to Reinwald for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. Tobin knocks down a 3-pointer from the left wing and it's now a 45-29 ball game. And now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Joey Mitchell is bringing the ball back there, and the foul is going to be called on Damian Austin. Austin picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 1 on Hastings here in the second half of play. So Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball here on the near sideline, right in front of the scorer's table as they get it into a Joey Mitchell. Mitchell works against the Damian Austin. Mitchell down in the corner. Nice pass as they get it inside to Voss, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass there by Chris Menning. Voss gets another field goal. He's now got 15 in the ball game. He's got 2 field goals here in the first 90 seconds of the second half. It's now a 47-29 ball game. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Reinwald. He throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it down in the corner to Damian Austin, and the ball was thrown wide of the target. It goes sailing out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Hastings. 18-23 to play. Dakota Wesleyan beat Hastings earlier this year 94-67. The Broncos were hoping to turn that around here this afternoon against the 6th-ranked team in the country, but it's not an easy thing to do here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. Shot is up and in. Chris Menning scores on a 3-pointer. These guys just don't miss. 16 points in the ball game now for Chris Menning, and it's 50-29. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Reinwald in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. The ball being swatted around. Picked up by Voss. Jalen Voss has got it now for Dakota Wesley. He gets it away now to Trey Berg. Hustles into the forward court to Menning. Menning back out to Berg. Right side as they reverse the ball to Bamberg. Now to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell puts it on the floor. Bounce pass down low. Bamberg shot up and in. Mitchell gets the assist. Bamber gets the field goal. And it's 52-29. Hastings trailing in the ball game with 17 and a half minutes to play. Here in this one, Drew Callahan backs up. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. The Broncos can't buy a basket. Here's Jalen Voss of the ball. Voss down the far sideline, down to Menning. Hands it away to Bamberg, down to Menning. Shot for three. That's going to be short, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball as they're playing things in. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes Jade Miller into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Going out is going to be Luke Bamberg. Hastings will face Midland and Northwestern next week. We'll go back to the Wednesday-Saturday regime for the final week of the regular season. And it's hopefully to the GPAC postseason tournament the following week. Hastings right now sitting in sixth place in the conference. That would be good enough to qualify for the postseason tourney. But there's two games remaining. Carson Bloom, his pass deflected. Lena picks it back up. Nice pass to Callahan, and he lays it in. Drew Callahan gets the field goal. A nice pass, the assist from Zach Lena. 52-31. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with a ball. That's a Chris Benning with it down in the left corner. Trey Berg launches up a three and hits another one. Trey Berg hits a three-pointer. He's got 15. That's the seventh three-pointer that Dakota Wesleyan is throwing up here today against Hastings College. 55-31 is the score now. Here's Callahan. The foul is going to be called underneath the basket there as Carson Bloom went down. The foul here is going to go on Jade Miller, I think. Nope, it's going to be on Joey Mitchell. Mitchell picks up his second personal foul. Hansen comes in. Krause comes in. Connor Musel comes in now for the Broncos. 16-21 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 55-31. Hastings with the ball. Here's Damian Austin. They get it inside to Callahan. Kicks her back out. Austin for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Mitchell. Joey Mitchell with the ball. He falls down here in backcourt. And the foul is going to be called here on Austin. Austin and Mitchell collide here in backcourt. Austin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. 4 minutes into the second half. We got 16 minutes to go. 55-31. Dakota Wesleyan, the sixth-ranked team of the country, out on top of Hastings College. They can grab a half-a-game lead in the conference standings over Morningside for the top spot with a win here this afternoon. There's a shot by Voss. It's up there and in a three-pointer. Jalen Voss now with 18. 60-31 is the score now. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Here's Drew Callahan. He dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, and he's going to be fouling the play. Fouling the play here by Trey Berg. That's going to be his first. So Dakota Wesleyan is up to a 29-point lead, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 15-33 to play in a ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 60, Hastings 31.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Dakota Wesleyan closed the first half on a 19-6 run. And they've opened up the second half on a 17-5 run. Right now, the lead Hastings by a score of 60-31 with 15-33 to play here in the contest. Not too shabby. Dakota Wesleyan, a couple of runs here to begin the second half and to end the first half, and Hastings has got a lot of wood to chop now with 15-33 to play. Callahan to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Callahan down 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings still shooting only 28% from the field and 23% from three-point territory today. Dakota Wesleyan now hitting 57% from the floor. Next shot is up there. It's no good. So Callahan misses a couple of free throws. The Tigers are awfully tough here in the old Corn Palace. They shoot the ball well here historically. There's a pass going to be deflected out of bounds by Carson Bloom. Knocks out away from Trey Berg. So it'll be Dakota Westland inbounding the ball. Jade Miller will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. They get things into Berg. Back outside the ring now. That's going to be Benning. His running one-hander is up there. No good, but an offensive charging foul is going to be called on Benning as he runs over Brandon Krause. Benning picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Outside chance that if Hastings makes the postseason tournament, we could make another run up here later on this month. Dakota Wesleyan right now and Morningside will be battling for the top spot in the GPAC postseason tournament. 60-31 is the score. Here's Hanson for three. His shot good. Jake Hanson knocks one down for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 60-34. Here's Jalen Foss at the other end. His shot's going to be no good. Hanson grabs the rebound. Jake Hanson runs her back the other way for Hastings. On the attack here, Hanson gets it away now to Austin, now to Hanson. He holds the ball. He brings it back to Brandon Krause on the high right side over there. Krause moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Austin with it. Damian Austin puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it away to Jake Hanson. Two-handed pass comes over to Connor Musel. Dumps it down low. Callahan on the baseline. Shot good. Drew Callahan down with 9 points in the ball game at 60-36. Hastings trailing here in the contest. Trey Martin to Voss. Shot up there good, and he's fouled in the play. Jalen Voss just powers his way to the goal. Callahan's going to pick up the personal foul. And now Voss goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Jalen Voss with 20 points in the basketball game right now for Dakota Wesleyan. Trey Berg has got 15. Chris Benning, he has got 16 points. That's a 62-36 ball game. Hastings trailing here in the contest. Jalen Voss to the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's good. Voss is going to check out. Stephen Lee is going to come into the ball game for the first time here for Dakota Wesleyan. Stephen Lee is a 6'6" senior from Viborg, South Dakota. Coming into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Connor Musel. Damian Austin will come to the bench. 63-36. Been a long afternoon here for the Broncos here in Mitchell. Jake Hanson with the ball. Now to Connor Musel. He finds the seam, drives into the basket. His shot is up there and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Muse. 63-38 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan, the sixth-ranked team in the country, having an easy time with the Broncos here this afternoon. Trey Berg with the ball. Now to Benning. Outside is Stephen Lee as he touches the ball for the first time here today. Goes over to Martin, cross-court pass, comes over here to Benning, down in the left corner. His shot is up there, no good by Trey Berg. Offensive rebound, Benning, foul shot, no good. Hits the ball back, and he's fouling the play. Chris Benning, a couple of shots there right underneath the hole for Dakota Westland, and he was hammered on the play. Jake Hanson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Chris Benning to the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ball game. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The shot is up there and the shot good. Chris Benning will have one more. He's averaging 17.8 on the season. He's got 17 points here today. Next shot is up there. It's good. 65-38. Dakota Wesleyan had a 43-26 lead at halftime. They're keeping the pressure on here in the second half of play. Here's a Carson Bloom, drives it down the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball, picks it up underneath the basket, and his shot is up and in. Not the way you design it, but Carson Bloom got the end result here. 65-40, Broncos attacking here in backcourt now. Here's a Tate Martin with the ball. He runs it into the offensive zone to the far sideline. Martin gets it to Stephen Lee. Now to Menning, to Trey Berg. Berg dribbles right to left across the free throw line, goes down in the corner now to Stephen Lee. Out to Trey Berg, back down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Tate Martin hitting a three. 68-40. 13 minutes to play here in the ball game for the Corn Palace in Mitchell this afternoon. Here's Carson Bloom to Brandon Krause. Krause, a jump pass down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Callahan. Another turnover on Hastings. That's their 12th one of the ball game. Tate Martin runs her back the other way. Hands it away to Berg, fakes the three, dribbles down the lane. Berg back out, Stephen Lee, three-pointer, off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Martin, and he throws it right into the hands of Callahan. Callahan has got it down for Hastings, gets it away to Carson Bloom into the forecourt to Connor Musel. He falls down left side of the lane, gets the ball back out here to Carson Bloom, as he drives it to the basket, his shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. So Bloom will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Personal foul went on Stephen Lee. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Bloom of Hastings. Carson puts it up there, and his shot is good. He is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Carson's got 8 points in the ball game. Here comes John DeWard in the ball game now for the Broncos, and going on is going to be Drew Callahan. Bloom will have another shot here. It's 68-41. Sixth-ranked Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over Hastings this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's off of the left side, no good. Stephen Lee with a rebound. Lee gets it away to Tate Martin. Martin will bring it up now. Right-handed dribble against Carson Bloom. Races it into the offensive zone on the far sideline. Tate Martin comes across the top. That's going to be Menning with the ball. Menning, now to Jade Miller. Now left sideline to a Tate Martin again. Lob pass goes inside. That's Jade Miller with the ball as he works against Musel. Back outside for three. Martin, his shot no good. Rebound comes down to Bloom, and the ball is tipped away. It's picked up here by Stephen Lee. Now to Berg as he drives the ball in the basket. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by Hastings. Brandon Krause has now got it for the Broncos as he winds his way up the floor to the basket. He goes, his shot no good, but he's fouling the play. And now Brandon Krause will go to the free throw line here for Hastings with 11:37 to play. Broncos are still down by 27 points here in this one. Personal fouls whistle on Lee. That's going to be his second. So Brandon Krause now goes to the free throw line. He has not scored so far today. Krause is a 69% foul shooter in the season. He looks up there. The shot is good. But Krause will have one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Reinwald. Bamberg comes in now for Dakota Wesleyan. We're going to see the return of Mitchell and Jalen Voss. It's now 68-42. Hastings College trailing here in men's college basketball. Next shot by Brandon Krause from the line is up there. That shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down here to Bamberg for Dakota Wesleyan. He runs her back the other way here for the Tigers. Far sideline. They work it back around to the right wing. That's going to be Tate Martin with the ball. Now to Mitchell. He's picked up there by Brandon Krause. Top of the key, Bamberg has got it. Over on the left side, on the wing, is going to be Tate Martin. Now to Joey Mitchell. He's passed the ball around the perimeter. There's an entry pass to Voss. Turnaround jumper over to Ward. No good. Rebound, Jake Hansen of Hastings. Hansen runs her back the other way. Hansen now to Brandon Krause. We're nearing the 11-minute mark here in the ball game. There's Jake Hansen open for three. Takes the shot and buries it. Hansen hits a three-pointer from the deep left wing. Hansen has now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 68-45. Hastings trailing here in this contest, trying to battle their way back into things here. Here's a Tate Martin with the ball just across the 10-second line. Now to Jalen Voss. The Trey Berg on the wing. Berg takes it down to the baseline underneath the basket. Down in the left corner, Martin, he drives it. Now to the right baseline to Bamberg. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Hansen. Jake Hansen gets the ball to Brandon Krause. One on three, drives into the hole. His shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. So it's going to be Brandon Krause going to the free throw line here. He was fouled in the play by Tate Martin. Martin picks up his second personal foul. And Krause to the free throw line now for the Broncos. 10 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score at 68-45. Again, a couple of huge runs, 19-6 at the end of the first half, 17-5 at the beginning of the second half, and the Broncos are trying to battle their way back into things here as Brandon Krause hits a free throw. He's now 2 out of 3 from the stripe today, 2 points in the ball game, 68-46. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Brandon Krause's next free throw is up there. It's off of the back iron, no good, but the rebound comes down to Krause as he gets the ball away to Reinwald, and he lays it in. Reinwald now with 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings is back within 20. 68-48 is the score now, with 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the contest. Here's Dakota Wesleyan back. Mitchell fakes the three, fires up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Trey Berg. And now we got a foul called. Nope, we got a timeout called. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan, as Trey Berg got possession of the ball. And The Tigers want to talk things over. We've got a timeout, 10 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 68, Hastings 48.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Girls sub-district basketball gets underway this week across the state of Nebraska in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. From high school sub-district basketball coverage on Tuesday and Thursday nights here on 1230 KHAS this week. Hastings College will play Midland on Wednesday, and the Broncos will play Northwestern on Saturday. We'll have all that action for you this week here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing here by 20. It is 68-48. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball as they go right to work with Jalen Voss inside, and he lays it in. Voss is just a tough cookie in there for Hastings College to handle. He's now got 23 points in the basketball game. It's 70-48. Hastings trailing here in the contest. Brandon Krause gets things away. Driving down the lane is John DeWard. His shot no good, and ripping the ball out of there is Bamberg. He falls down, but the ball is going to be picked up here by Jade Miller. Miller gets the ball to a Trey Berg, now to Bomberg into the forecourt to Tate Martin. Lobs the ball inside to Voss. Voss drives the ball to the baseline underneath the basket, and now a foul is going to be called here on Tobin as he knocks the ball loose from Jalen Voss. Tobin picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting situation as big old Jalen Voss will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Here comes Damian Austin into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jake Hansen. Jalen Voss to the free throw line. 1 of 1 so far today. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. No, Jake's going to stay in the ball game now for Hastings. He went over and chatted with head coach Bill Gavers. 9:26 to play. 70-48 is the score, as Voss will have one more. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. He's got 23, make it 24 points in the ball game today against Hastings. Had 37 earlier this season in a non-conference game against Valley City State at Dakota Wesleyan 1. This team has only lost 3 games all season long. 71-48 is the score. They lead Hastings as Reinwald drives into the basket. His shot is up there and in. Reinwald now in double figures. He got 11 points in the ball game, and it's 71-50. Hastings down with 9 minutes to play here in the contest. Chris Menning with the ball on the high right side now for Dakota Wesleyan. They work it back around in the 3-point territory. Bamberg has got it. Luke Bamberg driving the ball to the far sideline in front of the Tiger bench. Back outside to Berg for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. Reinwald gets it away now to Austin. He runs her back the other way, flips it out here to Brandon Krause. To Reinwald on the wing on the left side to Jake Hansen. Back to Tobin on the far sideline. Takes the 3. Shot is up there, good. Tobin Reinwald now with 14 in the ball game, and it's 71-53. Hastings now down by 18 points with 8:25 to play here in the contest. Here's a Joey Mitchell with the ball. Mitchell now to a Trey Berg. They lob it inside. Jalen Voss, he wheels in the lane against the John DeWard. His shot good. Little hook shot there by Jalen Voss. He's now got 26 in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. It's 73-53. Tigers out on top by 20 points. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Now to Austin for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is recovered here by John DeWard on the baseline. Underneath the hole, a shot is up and in. John DeWard scores on the reverse layup around the Jalen Voss. 73-55. Hastings College again trailing by 18 points here in the ball game. But now we're down to 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here's a Mitchell with the ball. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes down in the corner to Trey Berg. He fakes the 3. Comes back on top to Bamberg. Down to a Trey Berg. He dribbles left to right across the top of the keys. Circles around underneath the basket. Still on a dribble. It's like cat and mouse. Here's a Mitchell. He shot good, and he's fouled in the play. Joey Mitchell gets the field goal and 1 for Dakota Wesleyan. That's just his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. He's the guy that torched us with 26. The last time these two teams played in Hastings, Krause is going out. Jake Hansen is coming out. Carson Bloom comes back in there for the Broncos. Connor Musial is going to check in. Zach Lean is also going to check in for Hastings, and Don DeWard will check out. So Joey Mitchell goes to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. 71% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a three-point play there for Joey Mitchell. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader here today in Mitchell, and then we'll get the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. Hastings trailing here 76-55. Here's Zach Lena with the ball. Zach goes down in the corner. Carson Bloom moves to his right, throws up a 17-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Trey Berg again for Dakota Wesleyan. Out of Joey Mitchell as he hustles into the forecourt here for the Tigers. Joey Mitchell of Bamberg here on the near sideline. Comes out between the rings to Benning, and he is going to be fouled into play. There's going to be an offensive charging foul on Benning as he tried to drive the ball against Carson Bloom. And he's whistled for the offensive charge. So Berg picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be turnover number 6 on the Tigers here in the ball game. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by a score of 76-55. They go to Wesleyan rolling in this basketball game here today over Hastings. There's Austin with the ball. Austin goes over to Ryan Wald on the wing on the right side. Entry pass down low. They get the ball to Musial. The shot is up and in. Connor Musial scores on a nice pass by Tobin. Connor's now got 4 points in the ball game, 76-57. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here comes Joey Mitchell back the other way for the Tigers. Mitchell down to Menning. Hands it away to Berg. He's going to be fouled into play by Musial. Connor picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. All of a sudden, Dakota Wesleyan is going to be in the bonus now. Down the stretch here with 6 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Trey Berg will go to the line now for Dakota Wesleyan. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. This will be his first free throw of the afternoon. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Dakota Wesleyan now 12 out of 15 from the free throw line today. They're still shooting over 50% from the field at 28 out of 54. They've knocked down 9 three-pointers in this contest today against the Broncos. Callahan comes back in. Reinwald will check out here for Hastings. 77-57 is the score. A 20-point lead now for the Tigers. Next shot is up there by Berg. It's good. So a senior's day here in Mitchell and Dakota Wesleyan. They're talented group here putting on a show against Hastings College, leading by a score of 78-57. Austin goes to Connor Musial, picked up by Joey Mitchell. Connor Musial takes it down on the baseline, now circles underneath the basket, loses control of the ball, but he's going to be fouled in the play. Now Connor Musial will go to the free throw line. Five seniors on this basketball team for Dakota Wesleyan here this year. But the Tigers going to be awfully tough to handle down the stretch here. They got their sights set on bigger things here than just a conference championship. They will battle with the Morningside in the final week of the regular season for the conference crown. Right now, they're both tied atop the GPAC at 15-3. Connor Musial's free throw is up there and in. This loss today is going to drop Hastings to 8 wins and 10 losses on the season and drop them back into a tie again with Dordt and Nebraska Wesleyan. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So it's 78-58. Hastings down by 20 points. Now with 6 minutes to play here in the basketball game, Stephen Lee has got the ball. Stephen Lee gets it out to a Mitchell. Bounce pass goes inside again to Voss. His shot from 10 is up there and in. Daylon Voss scores. Hastings had no answer for him today. 28 points in the contest. Driving for the basket is going to be Lena. His shot no good. Gets his own ball back. And he gets it down through the hole. Zach Lena now with 9 points in the ball game, 80-60. 5.5 to play here in this one. Here's Stephen Lee with the ball. Now to Trey Berg. He gets away. He dribbles down the right side of the lane. Jump pass comes into the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Musial. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Austin. Now to Callahan. He's stripped of the ball. It's picked up by Bloom. His shot no good. And he's knocked down in the play. And Carson will go to the free throw line here. Hastings College being fouled in a play with 5:15 to play. Stephen Lee picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So now Bloom goes to the free throw line. Hastings going to be in a three-way tie now for sixth place in the conference with two games to go. Top eight teams qualifying for the postseason tournament, so Hastings will have to get something done next week. Bloom will have one more shot here. Be in a three-way tie with Dortz and Nebraska Wesleyan. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. So Carson Bloom misses a couple of free throws. It's now an 80-60 ball game. There's a long-range jumper by Manning for three. That's going to be no good. You go to Wesleyan, starting to cool off a little bit, but damage has been done. Carson Bloom now to Callahan. He drives the ball against Lee. Kicks her back out here to Austin on the wing on the left side. Now he pulls up at the top of the three-point circle, throws up a shot, no good. And we're going to have a foul and a rebound. I think that's Lee again. Yeah, Stephen Lee picks up another personal foul. That's his fourth. So now Drew Callahan will go to the free throw line. Callahan so far today, he's got 9 points. He's 2 out of 4 from the line. That's the 10th team foul on the Dakota Wesleyan here in this second half. So this will be a two-shot opportunity for Drew Callahan. His shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings hitting only 58% from the free throw line today. 14 out of 24. Jason Spicer is going to come into the ball game now. He's a freshman out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's the next shot by Callahan. It is up there. It's good. 80-61 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan led at halftime 43-26 and then opened up the second half on a 17-5 run, and it was lights out. Here's Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball in their offensive end. Jade Miller, bounce pass goes inside to Spicer. Nice pass to Mitchell. A shot good. Mitchell scores. Joey Mitchell. He's got 3 field goals in the ball game now. He's got 7 points. Dakota Wesleyan leading Hastings by a score of 82-61. Drew Callahan inside the free throw circle. Now dribbles to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Musel on a baseline. Shot is up there. It's no good. Callahan grabs the rebound. Callahan comes back out to Musel trying a three-pointer this time, but hits it. Connor Musel hits a three-pointer from the right sideline. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 82-64 is the score. Hastings down by 18 points. Still pressuring here in backcourt with 3:50 to play. Joey Mitchell, he takes it coast-to-coast. His running layup good. Mitchell drives it right down the lane and scores. Mitchell now with 9 points in the ball game. It's 84-64. Broncos trailing by 20 points here in this one. Damian Austin, bounce pass. Connor Musel gets it inside down to Lena. One dribble. Now he comes over to Connor Musel, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Or rather, Austin throws the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 14th in the ball game. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in this one. Dakota Wesleyan leading by 20. 84-64, and they've got the ball. Joey Mitchell comes into the forecourt now as Austin is running in his hip pocket. Mitchell comes down in the corner. That's going to be Jade Miller, and he's going to be fouled into play here by Zach Lena. Or is he? The official says no, he was out of bounds. So that's going to be a turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings comes back with the basketball, trailing by 20 points. Here's Lena. He spins left side of the lane, and he draws a little contact, and the foul is going to be called. Spicer picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. 10 fouls plus on Dakota Wesleyan here in this second half of play. So Zach Lena goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Lena looks up there. He's got 9 points in the ball game thus far. Make it 10 as he's in double figures now. He knocks one down. 84-65. Hastings trailing here in the basketball game. So the Broncos have dropped to 11-17 after this win today. Next shot by Lena is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So the score remains at 84-65. Here comes Mitchell down the lane again, all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Joey Mitchell scoring. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 86-65. Broncos are down by a bunch here. 21 points. Here's Alina spinning on the baseline. Gets it out to the right sideline. A shot by Hansen up there from three. No good. Ball comes to the sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. And now the white flag comes up as we're going to see a host of substitutes coming in here for both teams down the stretch here with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Zach Clemens coming to the ball game for Hastings. We're going to see Taylor Holst coming into the ball game for the Broncos as well. Also, Creighton Burr, the product out of Donovan Trumbull, he's going to be in the ball game. It's an 86-65 contest. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Spicer drives the ball to the rack. His shot is going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings basketball. So the Broncos will play things in. Creighton Burr will get things in now to Alex Thayer, who's going to see his first playing time here this afternoon. Thayer comes across the top to Clemens. Clemens now to Thayer. On the wing on the left side. Alex Thayer takes it down to the baseline, stops there. Now to Creighton Burr. Comes across the top. That's Zach Clemens with it now. Clemens to Holst. And now here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Luke Carr, a sophomore from Huron, South Dakota, who's into the ballgame now for the Tigers as we approach 2 minutes to play. Thayer from the top of the key for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Newton. Terrell Newton has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Now to Luke Carr. They feed it inside here to Jason Spicer. Spicer working. Dump pass down low to get it to Newton, who goes back inside. It cars the shot. No get him. We got a foul call on the rebound. A foul's going to go here on Hastings, and that's going to send Jason Spicer to the free throw line. So Jason Spicer goes to the line here. Kendall Ferguson picked up the personal foul. Now we're going to see Callisto Nyambura coming to the ball game for Hastings College. So here's a Spicer at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Jason Spicer will have one more. 87-65. We've got the players of the game coming up on our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here today. Jason Spicer will have one more shot. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It is good. End of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. There's going to be Jesse Taylor from Kimball, South Dakota. He's a redshirt freshman, 6'2". There's Kendall Ferguson with the ball for Hastings. Comes out here to Clemens as he gets away and drives into the basket. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Luke Carr. Luke Carr gets the ball ahead now. There's Taylor with the ball as Dakota Wesleyan has got the basketball under offensive zone here. They move it around the perimeter over to the wing on the left side. That's Karst with it. Karst gets it out on top, driving toward the goal. Luke Carr, he has it tipped away and is picked up by Nyambura of Hastings. He takes the ball on the rack and shot is up and in. Callisto Nyambura scoring there for Hastings as Dakota Wesleyan turns over for the eighth time here today. 88-67 is the score. Hastings trailing now with a minute to play in this basketball game. Dakota Wesleyan working with it here with their second and third teamers out there. Karst moves the ball down to the baseline. Driving toward the goal is going to be Jesse Taylor. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ferguson of Hastings. Down to third. Zach Clemens. He drives it to the basket. His shot no good. Nyambura trying to grab the rebound. He loses it. It's picked up in the lane. There's a shot taken there by Clemens. No good. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. That's a Newton with the ball. Newton runs her into the offensive zone now with 35 seconds to play. And Dakota Wesleyan has got an 88-67 lead over Hastings right now. There's a Luke Carr with the ball. There's a pass that's going to be deflected into the backcourt. Picked up by Clemens. He drives, shoots, and scores. Zach Clemens scoring there as Dakota Wesleyan turns it away for the ninth time here today. 88-69 is the score now. 15 seconds to play here in this one. There's a Luke Carr for Dakota Wesleyan. Carr against Ferguson. Comes over here to Jesse Taylor. Picked up by Nyambura. And that's going to be the ball game here as Dakota Wesleyan is going to pick up their second one of the season here over Hastings. The final score in this one of 88-69. 88-69, the final score here. Very similar to the first result when Dakota Wesleyan beat Hastings 94-67 at the Osborne Sports Complex. So Hastings will drop to 11 wins and 17 losses on the season. They're now 8-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They dropped down to a three-way tie for sixth place now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with two games to go. So Hastings will have some work to do next week as the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season will come to an end. Dakota Wesleyan, they improved to 26-3. They're now 16-3 in conference play. In the final score, Dakota Wesleyan 88, Hastings 69. Back with the final numbers after this.